This gets straight into a question.
Sure.
How do you build a club from nothing?
You build it with a lot of determination, a lot of meetings, an inordinate amount of patience, but drive is a big part of it. Jimmy and I were put together by the president of the Canadian Premier League, whom both of us have worked with at Toronto FC, and we basically got together at a coffee shop up in Newmarket, and literally, and this sounds so cliche, but we literally scratched out the plan on the back of a napkin. So from there to where we are today has been the most exciting part of my career. The partnership that Jimmy and I have is one that works really well, because I've been on the business side of the sport for many years. Jimmy's been on the technical side of the sport for many years, and of course is one of the most accomplished players in Canadian history. So we complement each other very well, and we've put this together in the last 2 years. It's been some journey.
I want to know if you kept that napkin, because part of your vision has to be seeing what happens to this league 10, 20 years from now. I mean, you can take out that napkin or open it up and see what you scribbled down, you know, that day. What is the vision? What do you hope to have accomplished by that time? And how are you going to go about doing that?
I think the horizon that we're really looking at right now is 7 years. It's leading up to the World Cup that we are going to host in 2026. That is the reason this whole league is coming together. That, I think, is the horizon for us to prove that we can develop players in our league that will represent our country well, that will give us a team that, you know, that will actually go on the field at the World Cup and perform. We're working with Canadian Soccer Association as a partner in the Canadian Premier League, and for us to be able to be that league that develops that next generation of Canadian players that are going to represent us on the global stage at home is the real reason behind us doing this. We're also doing this for our community, and we want to take that inordinate amount of talent that we know is here and that we see is here and groom it and have these guys play professional football. So, you know, overall, it's really about developing Canadian talent and taking that talent and showcasing it on the international stage. That's the vision.
When I first spoke to you a few months ago, 6 months ago, just about the stadium situation and the kind of environment that you want to see at Alumni Field at York University, and the whole process of a vision of having your own stadium one day, can you just take us through, you know, how you envision a game day at York University, and then maybe maybe 5-10 years down the road, what could be?
We're very happy and lucky to have York University as a partner for the first 3 years. We're playing at their stadiums there. We're creating an event that, or a game day experience that will be very close to what you see in Europe. I'm from Denmark originally. Jimmy's played in Europe for 13 years. We've also traveled extensively together in Europe, scouting and looking at stadiums and really looking at what the environments are like over there. So we're going to design a game day that will be similar to what you see in Europe. And we've picked some of the best things that we've seen in each of the countries that we've visited, each of the cultures that we've seen, and incorporate that into to game day. That's the short term. The long term is building our own stadium here in York Region. And we have advanced conversations with three municipalities here in the region. We are really excited to build our own stadium. It will be a soccer-specific stadium. So for our game, for our sport, that is really what we want. We want to develop a soccer-specific stadium that will bring you the game day atmosphere that you might see if you're watching the Premiership on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. That is really what we want. We're looking to build a 12 to 15,000 seat stadium, and now we're in Richmond Hill tonight, and you know, Richmond Hill is obviously one of the municipalities we're speaking to. We'd love to put it right here.
A few weeks ago, you had made a special announcement at Woodbridge regarding the first game, which York and I, as I said, will play at Hamilton on April 27th at Tim Hortons Field. You had made a special announcement. Can you just talk a little bit about that, or for the people who didn't hear, the opportunity that's ahead for York and I fans?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting for us to be playing in the inaugural match in the league, and the fact that it's being played in Hamilton is fantastic for us because we've got an opportunity to bring our fans. And that's exactly what we're doing. We announced that we will be taking every season ticket holder from York 9 FC to Hamilton that day. We're arranging a massive bus trip. We're talking to all the local clubs. The local soccer clubs. We're talking to all our season seat holders to get them together for that day so that we'll have a strong green presence in Hamilton for that day. So we're looking to take somewhere between 1,200 and 1,500 people. So to have a really great presence in that stadium is absolutely key for us. And this is a great way to start off the league. It's a memorable event. This will never happen again. It's the first game ever in the Canadian Premiership. So this is going to be special.
On the league side, we have a media deal that I believe is set to be announced in the next few weeks. It's a very important deal for the league of all the broadcast rights and media rights. The league schedule will be out very soon, so we can see how you can go to your 9 games at home and then how you can watch them when they're abroad. And then we're straight into training camp. But like you said, this is once in a lifetime.
It's once in a lifetime. From my point of view, I love going to these things because you guys coming out, listening to us, this is what we want. Like, we want to connect with the people in our communities. The reason Jimmy and I did this, put this whole thing together, is not for ourselves. It's for you guys. It's for our community to have a professional sports team that we can all cheer for. Right, that we can get together about. So that's what this is about. It's about community. It's about you.
I think we're gonna get Ben up here now to tell us a little bit more about some opportunities. So thanks a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. So before I continue, I just want to thank Karen and the Richmond Hill Board of Trade for helping us organize this event. Thank you very much. You've been a part of the beginning. Archibald Pub for hosting us tonight. We're doing this across York Region, and this is really important for us to be in Richmond Hill because this is a huge community for us. For everyone who's in this room, you are invited to this amazing bus trip. Whether you come on board complimentary as a season ticket member or you pay a $50 fee to be part of this full day event, you are more than welcome to come and be part of this once in a lifetime experience. When you look at this logo and you see 9 lines, that's not by accident. Richmond Hill is one of these 9 lines. And it's also on 9-degree angles. Okay? So just remember that. We're proud. I grew up in Richmond Hill. I spent many years here. So the fact that we can develop players from here and be part of Richmond Hill Soccer Club and be part of the Board of Trade, it's really important to us. So if you haven't thought about season tickets, this is your invitation. Before you leave, please chat with one of our sales reps. They're over there waving their hands and so forth. If you have any questions, please follow up with us as well. You can find the information online. But this is an invitation for you to come on the bus trip, be part of this once-in-a-lifetime experience, and we're really excited to bring this to the region. That's it. That's my closing. Thank you. And thank you, Kurt.
Coming from CPL, all the way from downtown Toronto. Thank you.